Joined today in studio by Roy Catignani, owner of Conserve Group. And Roy, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Chuck, for having me on the show.
Roy, talk to us a little bit about what Conserve Group does. I know you're in real estate, but exactly what type of real estate and what makes you different from some of the other companies?
Well, the traditional delivery system for new construction or renovation construction in the commercial world, which is primarily what we do, is to go out and find an architect or an engineer, engage them in the service of creating architectural drawings and engineering drawings, putting that set of drawings out for a bid to the low-bidding general contractors who are in our communities, and then following that process through to completion. Conserve does it a little differently. We're a one-stop shop. We're sort of set up for the marketplace as it exists today, particularly with concern to lenders and lenders' worries. Conserve has architecture in-house, engineering in-house, construction management in-house. And our goal is a transparent relationship. We're all about the process. We're about giving to our clients the opportunity to sit in our seat next to us like a co-pilot, see exactly how a design is created, see the cost of those design decisions as you go, so that really where we play into the bank's preferences, I think, is everything comes down to appraisals today. You don't get loans unless it appraises. Mm-hmm. It has to appraise relative to the existing stock of real estate out there. So when you're able to control the design and the design is directed at a financial goal, it's just simply adding an additional element into the process of professional service that we offer. And we say to our clients, we're one place you can come, you can get what you want, you can preserve your property as you need to, and you can put in materials that will last and be cost competitive, and most importantly, that you can finance.
Why does having this separated out as it normally is in the process, how does that end up adding additional cost in? Where are the biggest gaps that you see if someone uses a process that's not similar to your own?
Well, I think the tradition and the majority of the market are served well by the process of the traditional architecture being done and then putting the project out to bid, particularly in the public sector or the nonprofit sector, where I think openness and transparency and an independent relationship between the architect who serves the master of the client and the contractor who's the low bidder and sort of has to be watched. That sort of theory is how this all came about. It's not necessarily traditionally or historically the way it's been. If we go way back in time, master builder was the term I think that I always modeled our company after, is that one person or one group can serve the needs of the client with respect to all of their professional concerns. The tradition, I think, maybe has to do with the legal system, has to do with the check and balance. Does it bring more to the table? I think in the case of nonprofits where much money is donated, where there is a very, very large concern over sort of the independence of decision-making, architects do a wonderful job. And I have to say, many friends being architects, there's nothing in my delivery that would suggest there's anything wrong with architecture engineering. It's a great system. The majority of the world does it. It's just that by incorporating it, we sort of are focused on business. We're focused on private enterprise. We're focused on that ability for an entrepreneur, a business person, to get what they need to have their business grow. And to that extent, I think our system is just a little bit more seamless.
Now, looking at where your focus is, obviously you mentioned that you do a lot of commercial development.
Yes.
Are there any particular areas that you tend to focus on within the commercial sphere?
Well, I think we do tend to focus on what I would call sort of small decision-making corporations, privately held corporations, where the decision-maker has at his at risk the largest investment he may make in his entire business career. You know, people don't necessarily think about the importance of this real estate transaction, but it commonly represents a very large portion of a person's business portfolio. So we can add value to that client when he understands the process, when he sort of sees as he sits next to us through the design process how each design decision adds cost in an incremental basis, not at the end when the plans are done, it goes out to bid and the prices come in, and then there's a real mystery as to how the price got to where it is. I think that value we add really creates a sense of success in the process because the owner feels well served. He feels as if he can see what. So where do we go? Our large part of our market is auto dealers. They've been in this even tough economy, sort of forced to do by their manufacturers,
yep.
Forced to do construction. The medical area has been very steady. It tends to be recession proof, even though there's been great changes. We see a movement of capital from private entrepreneurial physician groups, which has been our strength. More into the sort of hospitals now who are doing some outreach and creating these rural centers. We're certainly not a downtown company. We are an Eastern Massachusetts company. We serve the industrial parks. We serve the small communities. We're all up and down the southeastern part of the state, and particularly out in the Cape Cod area. And, you know, we follow our clients, so we have some large customers that take us elsewhere.
Talking with Roy Catignani of the Conserve Group. Roy, how long ago did you start this company?
1993, after a 15-year training period with another firm, worked for two engineers, learned this process. And in 1993, we began, and it's been really very fortunate to have started at a tough time in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Since 93, we've had pretty much an up growth, except for the recent bump we had in the in this last decade. But prior to that, it was a very solid growth period from 93 all the way through that recession in 08 there, and then, of course, others, you know, little bumps along the way we've had. But our system has worked well because we tend to look at the marketplace as you would if you were a real estate investor. You're looking at where is it in our market that somebody has sufficient success to be able to improve their capital. I think our future is not only in the growth of what we hope will be a new economy, but in the preservation of the huge amount of capital that's out there. I mean, there really is. I know you guys talk about the financial side of things, but certainly the real estate asset in which we all sit or we rent or we own, it's a huge, huge part of our investment. I think those people in the marketplace, sort of like our car buyers who have waited so long up to now to reinvest in their vehicles, I think these buildings are in need of improvement. I think there'll be an awful lot of fixing, moving, changing, switching, and we do a lot of that.
Roy, how many employees do you have?
About 25. Mm-hmm. I'd say we're primarily a white-collar operation to the extent that we do have construction supervisors, field supervisors, project managers. Much of our work is at the front end. Much of our work is spent doing the deal, creating the concept, creating the plan, creating the budget, creating the documents that an appraiser would use to evaluate the project that a banker would use. So much of our service is in that area.
Where do you find the biggest challenge in getting your new employees today?
That's a tough one, Chuck. I don't know how to answer that. Certainly, we always have successfully looked to...
Are you hiring today?
We're always hiring.
Okay.
And I would say right now we're looking for a conceptual estimator. Very difficult position to fill because we're estimating a job prior to the documents being done. So a lot of our... fellow contractors that are out there bidding on finished plans, a little easier in the sense everything's done. Our guys have to figure out, hey, where are we headed? We do an initial estimate early on, then we do one halfway through. And so shout out to my guy, Rick, who's been with me a long time, looking forward to retirement. And I'd sort of like to see that kind of person come into the marketplace and say, you know what, it's not old-fashioned to be in the construction industry. And given the room I'm here, three young guys, I mean, this is really sort of the financial sort of hot and exciting. Construction doesn't seem like that to the newer generation. So we find them in good schools, good head on your shoulder, willing to work hard. Places like Wentworth, if I may say a name like that, or Northeastern have great engineering programs. We're blessed in this part of the country to have great engineers and architects, wonderful architectural schools, Boston Architectural College, and all the other schools around this area. So the professional were pretty good. I think in the field it's really tough. I would think all of my fellow contractors would agree. It is really hard to find good quality, hardworking talent that you have to train usually. So you take sort of raw material and you hope that they stay physically fit. You hope that they stay focused and they want to grow. And their salary will grow right along with them. I think there's great salary, great opportunity.
Have a lot of folks in your industry had to boost pay over the last year or two in order to get or keep people around?
I think that's absolutely true. I think speaking about this position I'm looking for right now, I think it's a bidding war. I am located down in the South Shore and near the Cape. And, boy, I'll tell you, the marketplace in the city is much higher wage and, certainly much higher revenue. And the prices, therefore, are higher. If you look on the national averages, you'll see the cities are higher. So, yes, I mean, it's hard to find right now. It's hard to sort of see where up to now we've been able to do cost of living raises to get through these tough times. I certainly think that we are about to see a growth in the wage area in our industry.
Roy, if anyone's interested in contacting you either to apply for a job or because they're interested in your services, where do they go?
Well, I think our website's a good place, www.conserve, which if I may spell C-O-N-S-E-R-V, group, GROUP.com would be the best, or certainly you can reach out to me. I don't know if I should give a phone number, 508-888-6555. And, our marketing team would be happy to come out and sort of take a look at your project, whether it's commercial. We do have a new residential division. Again, one-stop shop. We'll come tell you what it might look like, tell you what it might cost, and sort of put you in a position to make a decision and hopefully finance it.
Very good. Well, Roy, we appreciate you joining us today, and to you and your family, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We'll chat again soon, okay?
Certainly, much appreciated. I enjoy the show. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
Roy Catignani, owner of the Conserve Group. Once again, you can go to conservegroup.com. That's C-O-N-S-E-R-V group.com.